Now, when you had the buggy or a wagon, you just had one of those, see. Mm-hmm.
Well, did you, in that case, did you call a thing the double tree?
A lot of people called it a double tree.
Or even there, or?
That is for the two horses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people call
right.
it a double tree.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, did anybody call a single piece of wood a tongue?
Yes. Quite often it's
uh-huh.
called the tongue of the wagon.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, now, if you're going along with, if you saw somebody going along with the wood in a wagon, you'd say he's
hauling a cart of wood?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And hauling has been the common expression in this part of the country.
Hauling, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Virtually all together.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's used quite a good deal. Yeah.
Now it's still the word, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now if you were breaking ground in the spring, you'd use a
plow.
Mm-hmm. But if you were afterwards, you were using this tongue to implement to break up the clods. What do you call it?
You would use a disc.
Uh-huh.
That is the round part. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
then after that, you use what they call a harrow, I believe, was a square apparatus, a frame with, say, I think about 4x4s that had, back in those days, I've seen some of the old ones, that had large spikes hanging down below, and they hit a horse to that and just pulled across. That broke after you plowed the ground and you used the, what did I say here?
Disc.
The discs on.
Uh-huh.
Then you went across and harrowed it, and that broke it up real fine.
Yeah.
So you can see back in the old days what the people had to go through with when they had to go around the stumps.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, now, we were talking last night about the clearing the land off and so on, and did they have any name around Clay County for something that they used for transporting the stones from the field? A flat outfit of some sort that they hitched up to the horse, their horses, and...
Yes, they did, but I don't recall what they called it.
Well, it hasn't been a familiar word, I don't think, in these parts.
No.
Stone boat is a word that has been referred to.
Yeah, there was
a mud boat or drag, maybe.
A drag, I've heard.
I can remember seeing stones.
The Indians used the drag quite a good deal before any transportation, before they even had any wheels.
Uh-huh.
The Indians used a drag.
Uh-huh.
In 1948, the 100th anniversary of the railroads in this country, which was in Chicago in Grant Park there.
Oh.
It was a very, very fine exhibit, and it started, the pageant started out with this drag.
Oh.
And wound up with your modern diesel engines back. They had just began to come in. But they had their big, tremendous electric locomotives that pulled the freight and passenger train over the Rocky Mountains for the Milwaukee Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
But it was real interesting. These had come by just one at a time, and maybe give you time to observe it and see it. But right at the end of the show, they started, and here come this drag, and then your next method of transportation, and finally your DeWitt Clinton train. The DeWitt Clinton train was the original, and it was running under its own steam.
That's so. I suppose it's still around then now.
Oh, yeah, it's in the east. I've forgotten. I think the B&O Railroad has it in the east.
Uh-huh.
But all these, that was the most complete collection of railroad relics that had ever been together. It was really, really, it was far more interesting than the 33 World's Fair was.
Well.